Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Summer House. It is finally over. Bittersweet, but I'm dying to hear what your thoughts are on this reunion.
Yeah, I mean, I even kind of texted my mom saying, I don't know how the show moves forward. Because it's not saying everyone needs to be best friends on this show, but when there's a disdain for anything, you know, Lindsay does, it's really hard to watch a show like that, or, you know, how fake they all can be. It's a little tough to watch, and this was not a fun season at all.
Yeah, it's like, I'm okay with people not getting along. It's the whole, I'm not going to be real about it in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, or like on the show, like before the reunion, I would have enjoyed a season of it being Lindsay versus Paige and Maya and Sierra, but not her versus them secretly. Like, they're just talking shit in the bed, never owning it to her face. Amanda as well. And then this whole clocking in the reunion and talking about her in your confessionals. Like, I'm okay with you all not getting along. Just be real and show it in the show instead of this. I don't like this. And even in this final part, it's annoying how Andy says that, you know, when Paige checked in and, you know, she doesn't say much, but when she does, it's impactful, or whatever the fuck he said. It's similar to what Sierra did when her and Lindsay kind of get into it in this reunion, and she calls her like a bitch and says, like, you know, like whatever bitch or whatever she says. It's like, okay, yeah, they popped off a little bit, but it comes off as you're just trying to look hard in the reunion, like you're trying to get another season, or you're trying to act like you've had this energy this whole time. And that's just the one thing I've always complained about with Paige, is it just like, do this all the time. Like, I need this all the time, or it doesn't come off as genuine.
I mean, even last reunion, all of a sudden she just completely hated Lindsay, and it was like, where's this coming from? And Lindsay and Carl were under the impression going into this season that, you know, Paige and Lindsay were fine. They got lunch prior to the season and it was fine. And then all of a sudden now she's got a lot to fucking say. That's what I don't like about Paige, is she just can't be real. And then I watch what happens live. She's like, oh no, I don't mind Lindsay. It's like, weird, because all your confessionals and everything else says otherwise. Call Lindsay's ass out then during the season. Don't wait for the reunion when you've got all the your little followers to back you up.
And you know damn well that they could have brought up how she treats production during the season as, you know, like, why is this just stuff that happens on Watch Rappens Live and the reunion?
Exactly. Like, not once in your confessional, like, you're not saying it, you're not telling someone else on camera, you're not pulling Maya aside saying, yeah, it's really rude the way she acts towards production. Like, no.
Just because they're all talking about it back in the city when the cameras aren't there.
And if they're complaining about Lindsay producing herself, you can give Lindsay a taste of her own fucking medicine if you would have called the shit out on camera, but you don't.
Exactly. There are no rules, you know? Like, there's no rules when it comes to reality TV. You just sound mad that Lindsay was winning in the producing part, you know? It's like, yeah, you could do that too. And Turn it against her. Like, again, no rules. But don't come at, I always say this, like, just be real with us, you know? Like, be real with the viewers. Don't be in the confessionals like, oh no, we're cool, we're cool, I'm over it. And then you're still harboring feelings. Like, tell us in the confessionals, like, I'm just being cool with her because I don't want to deal with it, but like, I'm so over her, whatever, you know? But this reunion, this part two, does start where it left off of Lindsay verse Paige, where Lindsay says, I'd rather be, you know, nuts than boring, which love that. I also found it funny that when she's like, yeah, well, you're nuts too. And Carl's like, that's not a nice thing to say. It's like, come on, Carl. But yeah, I Lindsay like doesn't have like time for this. Like their little outbursts. Like she's trying to get things back on track with Danielle and even Kyle and Amanda. Doesn't need that side of the couch talking. And honestly, they're talking too much. It's very annoying.
And just like their little like smirks and looking at each other when Lindsay and like laughing when she's talking. Annoying and immature. But let's get into the Carl and Kyle and kind of Amanda and Lindsay, you know, when Carl said, like, no, Lindsay never told me to just quit. She was venting. Or I was venting to her, and she told me, no, absolutely, you can't just quit without talking to Kyle. You're not going to blindside him. And even, you know, props to Amanda for kind of saying, like, you know, when I was at my other job, you did the same thing. Like, you're not trying to be shitty. You're just, that's what a supportive partner does, is you let them vent and you give advice. I do think Kyle's apology to her was half-assed. But at least it's out in the open now that, hey, Lindsay wasn't in Carl's ear.
This whole, it's just so obvious in all of these arguments, these conversations, these debates, that everyone just cares about Carl and not Lindsay. So, like in this situation, while I'm happy that Amanda is like, Lindsay was not in Carl's ear, like, right, Kyle, like, say sorry to Lindsay. I'm happy that she did that, but at the same time, it's like only because it was something to do with Carl, you know, like it was like about like something that Kyle was wrong about with Carl, where all during this fucking reunion, you get Kyle and Amanda butting in on every damn thing regarding like Danielle and Lindsay, whatever, Lindsay's shit. But yes, I was very pleased that Amanda was like, so you're sorry, but it's also it was like pulling teeth for Kyle to admit it, say it, repeat it, and he had to, of course, repeat it in his own words to make it to still minimize how he acted. Like we saw the preview, not the preview, the flashback, calling her a psycho. Path, a bitch, you know, all of that. It's just they're like, where is everyone jumping down on him for that? Like, we're all talking about how Lindsay talks to production, how Lindsay talks to people, and still no evidence. But like, we see Kyle acting a whole damn fool and still trying to hold Lindsay to a higher standard. When this is the shit he does. Not to mention how he talks about Carl and him showing up on coke to work, coked out. Yeah, it's just, it's, I get that everyone, I don't know, it's just, it's shitty how Lindsay gets all this shit because they like Carl. I don't know.
Well, it's just funny, like now all of a sudden Carl's this angel. Like Carl did a lot of fucking shitty stuff that everyone has forgiven him for. Where is that for Lindsay?
Exactly.
I did in or not enjoy, but the conversation between Carl and Kyle kind of saying, you know, I wish I would have been the one that could have spoken up about, you know, me showing up to my job coked out and forgetting my work stuff. Because that was a pretty low blow on Kyle's part. It did make me cry when, you know, they were all tearing up, especially Carl, and you know, him kind of talking about he did talked about his brother's addiction and didn't I had no clue that they didn't speak since then. Clearly no one did. So that also is just like an extra dig at Carl that was unnecessary from Kyle. Kyle did seem genuinely apologetic to that. You can tell he felt pretty guilty in that it was a because it was a pretty shitty thing to do.
Yeah, it was super shitty and a big learning moment for Kyle, and hopefully for any viewer watching that deals with anyone who has an addiction. It's like who's recovering to not throw it in their face, whether they're there or not. Still was a little annoying of hearing Kyle say, like when they brought up how Danielle like got involved and really showed him what he was doing wrong, and he was like, he still tried to say, yeah, you know, and it I didn't really get it until Danielle was
Like trying to
telling
make.
me try because I was, you know, I was having my own conversation on this side of the table. It's like it. You shouldn't have been talking about it. That's the whole thing. It has nothing to do with, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I feel like he gets it. I don't think he doesn't get it. I don't think he doesn't get it. I just think that he's still like Kyle really struggles taking any accountability for any of his actions. And I feel like we've seen this over the years. And it's like you're too fucking old to be the one who can never take responsibility. And you've been on the show for too fucking long. Like, we see that with Lindsay, but not as bad as it is with Kyle. And I think that they try to make it like Lindsay's just as bad as Kyle with that, when it's just not the case. I'm such a Lindsay defender, my God.
Well, and like just bring it, like you didn't know it was bad until Danielle brought it up. Like, come on, you should have known the second it came out of your mouth that it
Exactly.
wasn't fucking cool. But he's just trying to paint, I think, so much that Danielle's this great friend. And she was a great friend in that moment. I'm not saying she's also been a bad friend for years, but clearly there's been a lot of moments this season where she's been a pretty shitty friend. But I think he's just trying to see, yeah, look how great of a friend Danielle was, just to kind of, it almost felt like it was a dig at Lindsay and Carl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's and look, I know how this shit works, but I strongly feel like just like when we see in the break where everyone's like eating lunch and they're all downloading on what's going on, and you have Kyle talking to the bedsore sisters, preaching like how we need to get, like without saying it, how we need to get a second, like a next season. Like what we need to do to get a ne the next season, by let's put our shit aside. Like you could tell that he is that they're all using Danielle's beef with Lindsay to twist and like they keep wanting to say that Lindsay and Carl are spinning shit, but really y'all are spinning this argument between Lindsay and Danielle that you all instigated. You all being Paige, Sierra, Maya. Obviously, Paige is the main one who delivered that news, but they've all been flaming it, including Kyle and Amanda, by saying Lindsay's never really been there for you. You're the good friend. Like, look at how you were there for Carl and Lindsay. Like, this is just how you are, even when they're not here. And it's like everyone should have been on Carl and Lindsay's side for this. We saw Gabby's face, like her mouth drop when Kyle said that about him showing up coked out. Like, everyone, I don't think no one would have said anything had Danielle not. She was just
Well,
definitely going to say something right away.
and one good deed by Danielle doesn't eradicate all the other times that she, you
Yeah,
know,
you should do that. Like,
that.
thank you for being that friend that does do that, because I know that some people just aren't comfortable or know it's wrong and don't say anything in the moment. Danielle did. Thank you, but that's completely separate than the other shit. But yes, it's like they're using that as like, see, this is how she is. But Lindsay, what are times that you've done that and shown up for Danielle? Well, sorry, but people don't treat Danielle the same way that they treat Lindsay and Carl in the house. Like, sorry. And don't say that it's because Lindsay puts this on herself. It's like, yeah, she's done shit in the past and she's been more of a main character in quotes, because they want to keep saying that Danielle's some supporting role sidekick character. Like, y'all are saying that, which is actually offensive to Danielle. Like,
Yeah,
they're the
Danielle.
ones who created that fucking narrative that, oh, like it's been the Lindsay show and you're her sidekick and you're her supporting role. No one said that, but you all told Danielle that. And the fact that poor Danielle can't even figure that shit out, that you the
That they can't, she can't say to them, like, that's fucked up. Don't ever say that about me again. You
Yeah,
know?
like, no, actually, we've had a genuine friendship. And yeah, Lindsay's a bigger personality on the show, but like, I have my own fucking life. And that's like pretty offensive that you would think that I'm just a supporting role in her life. Anyways, yeah, I did like Kyle and Carl's makeup though, because they are true friends. Similar to how Danielle and Lindsay are, like a true friendship. It still feels icky because I don't find Kyle's feelings towards Lindsay genuine, or I don't know. I just don't know. How do you have a true friendship with someone that feels that way about your fiance and talks about them like that? Ugh, couldn't be me.
And I will say, you know, because there was two friendships that, you know, major friendships that had a big fight over the season. At least Kyle did admit saying, I felt awful. I felt like the worst human being for, you
Yes.
know, for saying that to you. Should have never been said. You don't do that to a friend. He at least, I heard a genuine apology about that. And now we can get into the big Lindsay Danielle. Danielle's apologies were like half-assed jokes about it. So how is Lindsay supposed to accept that as a real apology when she's kind of making jokes and everyone's laughing as she's giving her apology, quote unquote?
I don't want to like keep repeating myself, but when Gabby said how, I think the issue is that Lindsay's having a hard time to differentiate your also relationship versus Carl and Danielle's relationship. Because even Danielle, I feel like she was more sympathetic and apologetic towards Carl's feelings. And Carl was more willing to be like, I feel like she was genuine. I think that she's cool with our relationship. I think this and that. It's like, yeah, but when she was asked, do you regret how you handled shit? She says that she regrets, my outfit, how much I
That,
drank,
and
that I
everyone
went and
started
talked to so many
laughing.
people. Yes.
So I was like,
But
that's
then
not a genuine apology. She didn't
That's not a
actually,
sorry.
she did not say sorry. She was like, oh, I regret. Maybe I would have talked to like one less person. Like, that's not fucking cool. Like, that is not an apology. And again, when Danielle is like, what's the real issue? Are you mad because I was talking to Paige and them? And it's someone who you don't like and they don't like you. Yes. I mean, you literally just said it. That are you upset because I was talking shit about you to someone you don't like? Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly why she's fucking pissed off. She's like, so you're not upset that I had concerns? Lindsay's like, no, it's just you were talking to everyone but me. So you're just mad because I talked to them. Yes, Danielle, how
Yes.
fucking hard is it to under? You are literally saying it out loud that, yes, she's upset because you were talking shit to someone that they both don't like. Or like, Paige doesn't like Lindsay, Lindsay doesn't like Paige. It's really not that wild of a concept to be upset when your best friend is shit talking you to someone that doesn't like you. I mean,
Yeah.
it baffles me that she was just like, oh, so you're just mad I talked, like, why are you just mad because I was talking to them about you? I don't know. It's a normal thing. I mean, I wouldn't want my best friend talking shit about me to someone who clearly hates me. It's, come on, Danielle. You're a grown
Yeah.
woman. You should be able to fucking understand that.
Yeah, do we want Sierra going to Lindsay and talking about Craig and Paige's shit that you know damn well that they know more than what we know about the ends of their relationship? If she went to Danielle, not Danielle, to Lindsay, started talking shit about her and didn't tell Paige what she honestly felt, imagine how that would be. Explosive. Also, I Danielle saying that she doesn't think that she was projecting.
Girl, I mean, that's almost textbook. I mean, they broke up like a month after summer ended. You're telling me that there wasn't any issues, and then he got you and Robert decided to have this story. You're gonna keep straight that, oh, nothing was wrong in the summer, when last summer they broke up multiple times, right? Like, that's what, remember last reunion? They're like, well, or Paige or someone or Sierra. It's like, well, you guys like broke up a couple of times during the summer. And they're like, no, that never happened, which I think did. So yeah, you're
Yeah, because
telling me
she
you have
keeps
no
saying that
issues?
their stuff was just normal. Well, it was just normal stuff. Like, I wasn't projecting any. We just had normal relationship issues. So, it wasn't, and it was good until it wasn't good. But also, why is it that Danielle doesn't seem to give two shits that Kyle reaches out to Robert? But God forbid that Carl responds to Robert, who reaches out to him, and then they end up getting together. I will say this, I don't think it was right that Lindsay and Carl did not reach out to Danielle after they broke up. They should have reached out. Lindsay saying all these excuses of, well, this and that. Well, I just didn't know because she was going to Aspen or whatever. Like, girl, shut up. Like, you
Yeah,
should have reached
if
out
you really
if you
didn't
cared.
know, you could have just said, hey, not sure. I've heard rumors. Just hope you and Robert are okay. Boom. That's all you had to do.
Exactly. But this whole, like, I don't need that. But why is it that no one's jumping on Kyle, who reached out to Robert to get more insight on their relationship? And then why is it that this means because Kyle talked to Robert and Robert says, oh no, there was a relationship, nothing was going on during the summer. It was a normal relationship. We had regular issues, nothing wrong. Oh, okay. So Kyle did his reporting. Now we know. So she wasn't projecting. I'm sorry, but we saw on the show, we saw with our own eyes her unhappy that he couldn't come ever. And then when he did come, they couldn't even hang out. and he left right away. And then we saw them both acting a damn fool at the engagement party. Like,
Which
I'm no.
clearly, well, and Robert probably watching this all play out on TV now realize like how big of a fucking asshole he looked like. So that's why he reached out
Exactly.
to
Getting
Carl to
out ahead of
apologize,
it.
because that's also what someone who actually is apologetic does when they
Yes,
fuck up.
normal. Actually, he was, because that's even what Carl said. He was like, you know, he didn't like how it went down, which went down was that conversation, I'm sure, that we saw between him and Robert. Because Robert's like, yeah, I'm not with Danielle anymore. I was just sticking up for Danielle because we were together. But honestly, looking back, I shouldn't have said that. And I'm sorry. That's probably what happened. But because Kyle's conversation was fit their narrative better of, you know, nothing was going on. She wasn't projecting, and that Lindsay was just being a bitch. That's what they're going to care about.
Well, let's get into again this engagement party. I don't know what is so hard to grasp that people that lived out of state needed to be told ahead of time. Carl did not have to propose in Montauk or the Hamptons on the weekend when they were filming with the rest of the cast. He did that because he knew all of those people would be there together so they could go right to the engagement party. Her family that lives in Florida can't find out that day and then happen to magically appear at the engagement party. I mean, Andy's saying, well, all those people that flew in had to know. Yes, you fucking idiot. Of course. I don't understand why they keep saying, oh, well. And even they showed the flashback of Danielle talking to everyone. And the one girl's like, well, I had to fly in. She's like, I don't care. Like, he could have done this anytime. He could have done it not in the summer. He did it so, like, they can have the engagement party with the family and friends, and then everyone in the house will be there to celebrate.
It geeked me out when Andy says, because this, the way he asked this question, I was like, okay, he's just kind of being messy. Like, he's doing his job just asking this. But the way he said, but is Danielle just any girl in the house?
Just
Sorry,
like
Andy.
Robert did too.
Yeah. Which is like, she screamed into a pillow. And also, could we imagine? Okay. I know we can't go back in time and we can't prove this, and that Danielle's going to say that this wouldn't happen. But let's say that she found out ahead of time. She would have been bitching about it to everyone else in the house, like she did when she found out 30 minutes ahead of time. She would have been upset, like they're moving too fast. They're da-da-da-da. They don't have this together. I mean, when he told her that he was working on getting rings, that's when you could have said, okay, well, when are we looking at planning this? Like, so you're talking about soon. So what are we gonna do? What do you need help from? Like, I feel like that was kind of letting you know that I'm proposing.
Well, and to scream into a pillow, not once was she like, yeah, that was a really fucking shitty response. Like, everyone was like, well, she was frustrated. It's like she made it seem like she didn't
She
want to be a
was.
part of it. And
Oh,
remember
Amanda
when,
with her raspy voice, as I have a raspy voice right now, but Amanda,
well,
she was her.
and like you said, I'm just like her. and when Maya and Danielle and whoever else that weekend that the engagement happened, Maya's like, I'm pretty sure he's going to propose next weekend. And Danielle's like, oh, well, I'm so annoyed that they did not put this in the episode as a flashback or no one called this out. She's like, well, then I don't want to be here next weekend if that's going to happen.
Oh my God, how could I forget that?
Yeah. And I don't think she would have been gung-ho if she did know. I mean,
Her argument would be, well, it's because I heard from Maya and not them. So if Carl would have told me that it was happening next weekend, then I would have attended and I would have brought my own fireworks.
I just wouldn't have talked to everyone. I just would have had a stank face the whole time. It
It's so
just it
wild. What about Sierra, though, hopping in? That's your best friend, Lindsay.
And Lindsay is
And
like you give a shit about it.
but why did she sound like she was about to start choking up and crying and then
I know, it was
completely cuts it
weird.
off when Lindsay checks her, like, oh, like you give a fuck. And then she's like, well, I care about Danielle, but I don't give a fuck about you, bitch. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm sorry, really quick before we get back into the Lindsay and Danielle, because there's not much on the Bedsore sisters. They focused 3 minutes on them. The only thing Sierra had all season long was that she had some interest in Corey. Yeah. Oh,
And
and
where was the cut scene of getting called out about texting Corey from the trailer? Where was that? I was waiting
yeah,
for the whole
production.
episode.
Yeah, pissed me off. I was waiting for that. That was the only thing that Sierra had. So doesn't need to be back next season, in my opinion. Maya talked about this whole fucking cheating shit, which didn't even tell any of her friends about it, wasn't really open, try to get Oliver off camera to not even talk about it on the show. I don't really care that it was 11 people because I didn't get any of it on the show. Like, I didn't even get you hid stuff from us on the show. So I don't really feel like I even know your relationship. So I don't really care. Nothing from that. Even the Paige and Craig didn't get much out of that either. That she was just the same, that she was scared to move. But what is this whole Amanda saying, when the timing's right, she'll move to Charlotte, you know, Charlotte. Is that not Charleston? Charleston.
Awesome.
Yeah, Charlotte. I don't know. I just feel like they didn't have anything to give us. And they don't, I mean, I like Paige. I want Paige back, but I just don't see a reason, a need to bring Sierra Maya back for when our newbies gave us more. We got scenes with Gabby and her family. We got scenes with Gabby on a date. Her even talking in this reunion, having some sense and level-headedness. We got so much with Sam. I mean, I don't understand what they're bringing.
I'm fine without a good chunk of this cast not coming back next season if we do have another season.
I'm also tired of hearing about Corey and Sam's picture shit. Like, I get it. It's so sweet. He has all these Polaroids and he sends you one a day.
I did laugh though when Andy was like, you didn't want to do distance. Like, what made you different with Jess? And before he said anything, I was like, well, because he probably actually liked Sam. And
Yeah.
then
He said
he
it.
outright said it because,
Yeah.
yeah,
I think it's genuine.
I think he just wanted to sleep with Jess. And that's what happened.
Yeah, like I really feel like Sam, not Sam, Corey is not the guy that's gonna date someone that he doesn't like just for clout. And like I think he's a fuck boy through and through and will not
So
do that.
he's not going to fake a relationship.
Yeah, but the weird part about the him and Sierra having like a flirty friendship, but that's all we got. So maybe they're setting something up for next season, who knows? Sierra's not on Winterhouse, so I don't fucking know. Anyways, wanted to get those people out of the way before we get back to what really matters, which is this Lindsay Danielle drama. But yeah, they all jump though on Lindsay for saying that she doesn't
Which
agree
that
on
I
anything.
like was it was I thought I was just gonna lose it where Andy asked Danielle, do you regret anything that last comment? Where she said no, and she had called her a bitch, whatever. She said lots of things to dig at Danielle that she couldn't stand looking at her face. Lindsay was cold. That's obvious. She says no, and everyone's like, what? What? Lindsay didn't say one, like, didn't have one dig at Danielle. Not the same way that Danielle was, like, calling her bitch, all that stuff. Not once did Lindsay ever do that. I think they both don't have to regret that last combo, but you can't shit on Lindsay because she said she doesn't regret it when Danielle said a lot of nasty, nasty things in that, which, hey, if that's how she felt in that heat of the moment, that's how you felt, whatever. But you can't cheer on Danielle for not regretting or not changing anything in that combo. But Lindsay's the bad one.
And it's also funny that Lindsay's reasoning for why she didn't regret it was the same reasoning that Danielle said she didn't regret her shit. Was, that's how I felt in that moment. Like, that was my real reaction. And they're like, oh, but Danielle was hurt. It's like, so was Lindsay.
Yeah, she was hurt too when Kyle's like, I what did she do? And
Oh my
Lindsay's
God.
like, did you see the engagement? They're like, she
Did you
was
watch the season?
hurt. She was hurt. Like,
You
Kyle,
know, if
you
Gabby and Sam were defending Lindsay, like, or even Carl, like they were all doing for Danielle, they would have had like
well,
a field day.
could you imagine if someone did that to at Kyle and Amanda's engagement? I mean, Amanda also, remember when Stravi came back and surprised Lindsay during the when they were in the one house season five, whatever it was, and she was like, I can't believe he would do that on our engagement anniversary. Like, that's a made up thing. You don't get engagement anniversary. Like, she got mad that he surprised her with flowers on her and Kyle's engagement anniversary. You got pissed about that. But you guys thought it was okay that Danielle threw a literal tantrum at Lindsay's actual engagement. And Kyle, Danielle and Lindsay cut Amanda out of a fucking Instagram picture, and it was World War II. I mean, you went off the fucking deep end for that. But what Danielle did at the engagement party, like, that's okay because she was hurt. Like, I'm sorry. Anyone with a brain knows that she acted so out of line. And you guys can still be on Danielle's side or support her, but say, yeah, that wasn't cool. That was over the top.
Speaking of that engagement party, how did Danielle not think that that was going to get back to Lindsay? Her saying, I had no, I, you, if I, no, I did not think. And Andy's like, I mean, there was a camera. Well, I just thought I was back in a butt, bitch. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, no fucking way. You're talking to everyone. You don't think any of them are going to tell Lindsay? And when Lindsay, and she's like saying like, I can't believe you felt like I ruined your engagement, whatever, and party. She's like, I'm not saying that's how I felt, like that's
That's
what
what
you
happened.
did, that's what happened. And she's like, I'm sorry that you feel like no, that's what happened, Danielle. Like, that, it's like you're still acting so delusional. But it's because she has all these people backing her up. If they weren't doing that shit, she would not be doing this.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also glad that Lindsay at some point said, like, how are we moving too fast? We've known each other for 7 years, and you moved in with your boyfriend after 2 months, and like, so that's okay, but not the person I've known for 7 years. And like, no one spoke up or said anything about that
And
either.
no, we never heard anything about Danielle moving in with her boyfriend, with Robert, after a short period of time. which tells me that Lindsay wasn't going around shit talking her about it. You
Yeah, I
know,
mean,
it's like
this season
I
was
would
the first.
never have known that. I didn't know anything about
This
their
was the
shit.
first season we found out that it was after 2 months of knowing each other that she moved in.
Yeah, would never have known at all.
Well, and Daniel was like, "Do you really think I don't support you?" It's like, yeah, because you've proven that.
Like you're all
Well,
talk. Like I
and
don't know what
Danielle,
your real intentions are.
I've never even heard you out loud saying, "No, I love you guys as a couple." Not once has she actually said that. She keeps saying, "Do you really think that I wouldn't support you? Do you really think that low of me? Do you really blah, 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 blah?" It's like, then actually say out loud that you support him as a couple. I bet you can't say it out loud because you don't believe it.
Actually say that you feel like we are ready and that you support us and you respect our decisions and that you trust what we're doing. Like we can't be friends if you don't think that. Like I
Well,
can't be around you actually if you don't
and
think that.
the way like Danielle twists thing, and not even twist words, she just like when Carl was saying that I was trying to do like a surprise for my engagement. She's like, "Oh, and so you just don't care about me at all then?" And it's like, he didn't say that. Like, you're just like pulling shit out of thin air. Not once did he ever say that. And then, yeah, it just,
It's not about you.
how do you double down? Like, how do you not, after watching this season back, especially the engagement, out of everything you've done this season, if you're not apologetic for voicing your quote unquote concerns to Paige, you at least need to have a sincere apology about the engagement because that party was not okay. And then fucking Andy, because he doesn't like Lindsay, which is kind of clear. Saying, "Well, you not including her hurt her." So then she spiraled. Like, don't use Carl. Don't excuse Danielle's actions at all.
I get it, Andy. You want them to be friends again. You liked them together. We all did. But I need you to fucking storytell and do the work for them. Like, that's not what your job is. You're supposed to let this shit play out. You ask the questions, mediate, whatever. But that's not like this is like, you're doing it for Danielle. Like you're saying what needs to be said, even though Danielle doesn't even like you're letting Danielle off a lot. The thing I will give him is that he did put the blame on Paige, Sierra, Maya of that other people you felt like Danielle, which I think is true. I don't think that would Andy said was wrong, but I think it totally minimizes Danielle's solo actions, and more so puts all the blame on Paige. Which, but we don't even get much on Paige. Like, hey, like, why did you run and tell Lindsay like that? I just don't think we did a great job at this reunion. I feel like there was a lot left out that we could have talked about, like the argument with Danielle and Amanda at the game night, like Danielle choosing Amanda and them, like you know.
Sorry, every time I think of that, I just think of Andrea taking a picture of Amanda as she's about to start
What?
crying. But
Yeah.
none of that, like, because that was placed blame on Lindsay. Like, Andy, why didn't you call Danielle out for saying that? But also, Danielle was valid. I wouldn't fucking trust Amanda either.
Yeah, but that's what like I want like because I think what would have happened is that Lindsay would have said, "Yeah, but I was just fighting a battle for Lindsay." When really you're your own fucking person. So you know what? Maybe Paige and Sierra and Amanda am I or are right that you are a supporting character because
You choose to
you're
be.
choosing to be, not because Lindsay. Oh my God, just this whole C and Danielle and oh my God, so
Yeah,
annoying.
it's yeah, I just don't know where we go from here. I don't want to watch a show where they just all don't like each other or everything Carl and Lindsay do is scrutinized. Yeah, like we said, they don't need to be best friends, but I'd rather if you're gonna talk shit, call them out. Don't wait till Watch What Happens Live or the reunion to finally start voicing your opinions. Do it on the show.
And it does seem obvious that they all do want to come back. Andy, which I just not a fan of Kyle. I can't, I don't find him funny. Never have. Oh, I do agree summer should be fun. But I don't like Kyle. Andy asking Kyle, like, you know, as the ringleader of the group. Like, where do we go from here? Yeah, it's like him saying, oh, this group always finds their way back when.
Yeah.
And we always find a way
You
to have
can't.
fun when. Because I've never seen this group of people collectively enjoy a night together ever.
If this is the last season of Summer House, gonna be fun because I love this show, but it had a great run and it
I don't think
just
it will be. I don't think this is the last season,
no.
especially since I feel like they're setting us up for another season, especially to see Lindsay and Carl's wedding. I think that's going to be filmed. It's after the Summer House season would be filmed. So I think they would do a special. I think that they were intentional about having it in Mexico, and in November. I
You
feel like that's setting it up. And with Carl saying on their break, like, I want to come back to the Hamptons and have a good summer with everyone. Like, I want to do that. It's like, ding, ding, ding. Okay.
also
I just don't
speaking
think they're
of
going to all come back.
Yeah, speaking of the wedding in Mexico, do you think it's going to be at the same resort as
Oh my
Sheena and
God.
Brock?
I would fucking die, but I don't think
Hope
so. I think that Lindsay would see how that went and be like, I definitely don't want people to be watching us from their balconies.
other resort goers
Yeah, no,
don't need to be.
I think it'll be probably on the beach or
Yeah.
something. You know, it's gonna be nice
Yeah.
for sure. And I would totally watch that wedding special.
Yeah, of course.
Bridezilla, you know, Lindsay's gonna be a bridezilla.
Oh, yeah.
I would love it. I'm here for it. I want her on Say Yes to the Dress with her aunt Rhonda. I need all that. I'm here for it. I did like that they all went out to eat together. I like the text from Carl to Andy. I want to know though, as of today, like what's going on?
Where they stand, yeah.
Like June, what's going on? Are they seeing each other? Like, are they hanging out? Are they a group again? Like, I want to know. So maybe I do want a next season with the same group so I can see what's going on. And maybe we'll see a ch I need to see a breakup of the friendship like this to happen between Paige, Sierra, Maya. You know, I need to see a dynamic shift, Amanda, like maybe a man, like the couples versus the others. I don't know. We'll see. I don't see that happening because I don't see those girls not being friends because it seems like Amanda, Sierra, Paige are all actually friends outside of Summer House. And I think that's why they would stay on the show, but like they need to step it up. Like I can't do this.
Yeah, agreed. Interesting season. Part of me is sad to be done with it, but also I also just happy to be done with it too. Especially these last couple episodes, pretty frustrating to watch as a
It's the
big
same
fan of the show.
shit. It's the same shit. Yeah. Same shit. I don't want to keep repeating myself. But Summer House is done, but Summer House is not over because we have Martha's Vineyard, which has been so refreshing for like I have been needing to feel stimulated by reality TV, like in a way that Vanderpump has been. And I've been having to go back to old Real Housewives seasons. I've been watching Real Housewives in New York all over again, already on like season 9, which is wild. Because I love Real Housewives of New York. That's probably my favorite Real Housewives franchise. But as for shows that are currently going on, that is hands down my favorite because it's this dumb drama. It's great casting. It's just the complete opposite of what we're getting in this Summer House. It's like early Summer House vibes for us. And we're rehashing it. So definitely watch that. We are next going to rehash Vanderpump Rules, which I guess it won't technically potentially be our last because there's
We
going to
have
be an un like some uncut, some extras deleted
scenes.
scenes. So I'm sure we might want to rehash that. I guess we'll see how that goes. But kind of the end of the season, though. It is the last one. So that's exciting. But anything else before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.